Kesham Alechem Rabosa, today's daf is Erev and daf Lamed Dalet. We are holding here on Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis at the bottom. Good Devach. Hope getting ready for Slichos tonight. So it's definitely a chashuv and a big schus to learn the daf Yomi with you. Again, as always, the Shirim and Erevin are v'schus Refu Shleima for Chaim Ben Yomin Mordechai Ben Aida, should have Refu Shleima and a new Psak Din. And as we look forward towards Rosh Hashanah, we are here in the middle of this discussion of this brisa of an eruv that was put in a tree. If you remember in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we had said that if you have a tree, that if you put your eruv on a tree, rather, Nosno be'ilan, just quoting from the brisa, if you look on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Nosno be'ilan lamala me'asar tfachim in eruv v'eruv, lamata me'asar tfachim eruv v'eruv. Right? If your eruv is in a tree above 10 tfachim, and you want to be kona shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim underneath the tree, so then above 10 tvachim, again 10 by 4 is Rishus HaYachid, so the Erev is in the Rishus HaYachid, you're in Rishus HaRabim, that is a problem. If it's underneath 10 tvachim, so then you're fine, because you're both Huve Eruvo B'makam Echad, you're both, you and the Erev are in the same place, and you can get at it, and you can access it on Shabbos, and then everything is fine. And then the Mishnah had said, the Braisa had said, that in Nasno Lekalkala, if you put it in a basket and you put it even above 10 Tzvachim, so then that is fine according to Rabbi. And the Gemara wanted to know, what's going on over here? How does this work? What do you mean? Mimanoshach. Meaning, if the tree is 4 Tzvachim wide, if the tree is not 4 Tzvachim wide, rather, then it's a Makom Ptur, and then it should be a Mutter. Why would it be Aser if it's above 10 Tzvachim? If it is 4 Tzvachim wide, so what does the basket help? Right, again, if it's above 10 tefachim, we said it's osir. If it's in a basket, then it's mutter. What does that help? So Ravina had this whole sheet, though, that it was the basket is 2 and the tree is 2, and you say chokin lahashlem, and we kind of combine the two, etc. So now we're going to do Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya has a different answer altogether. He says like this. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, shiny kalkala. Why is a basket different than just putting it randomly in the tree above 10 tefachim? Since you can tilt it and you can move the basket and get at the mouth of the basket underneath 10 tefachim, i.e. in the same rishus that you're sitting in, so that's going to be mutter. How does that help? So if you look at Tosos Hovil, all right, so he first, and then a lot of the Rishonim also, to try to wonder if this is talking about Eged Kli Shmei Eged, depending on where, if you have a little bit of the Kli in different Rishos, so maybe it's considered like the entire Kli is in that Rishos, and the end Tosos says you don't need to say that, all right, okay, whatever, that's a Gemara we had in Shabbos and Perek HaMatznia. You don't need necessarily to say that, so if you look at Tosos towards the end, he says, "Umihu," like two lines up. Afil lushme eged inkan iser hotzav. Right? Okay, you don't need to deal with that whole sugi at all. Hoel v'nach bekalkala lamata me'asara. Since the basket itself is partially underneath 10 tefachim, right? The basket seems to be on the border. Right? You have a little bit of the basket underneath 10 tefachim. The mouth is, and the eruv is, let's say, above 10 tefachim, but you have a little bit of the basket below 10 tefachim. So then, Dehavi Karmelis Imrochav Dalid Vina Tayazu Isr Daraisa. Apparently, if you can tilt the baskets, since part of the basket is already below 10 Tvachim, so then you're going to have, it's going to be a Karmelis. You're going to be able to take the, when you take the Erev, it's from a Karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim, and that is, as we've mentioned several times before, right? Rebbe holds that at Beit HaShmashos, the Durabbanans of Shabbos do not apply. So when you take it from a Karmelis to Rosh Hasharabim, so that's already not a problem. You're not going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. You're going from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So that is Dirabanan. And then that's going to be fine. And that's how you can access your Eruv. Right? Again, the Eruv takes effect at Bein HaShmashos. So if the Yisurim Dirabanan don't take effect at Bein HaShmashos, so then you'd have no problem of taking the Eruv with you and accessing the Eruv at the time when you need to. Okay. Now we're going to ask a couple of questions on this concept. Yosef Rav Papa Kavakamar Le Shmaitza. Rav Papa was saying over this vort in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya and Esve Rav Bar Sheva the Rav Papa. So they asked the question from a different topic. Let's say if you have Yom Tov, this year Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, but let's say you have Yom Tov that falls out on Friday and Shabbos as well, and you want to make an Erev Tchumim for both Friday and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Hu Osa, how do you do this? So, molichu barishon, you should take the Erev with you Right, on the first day, meaning right before the first day, meaning Thursday afternoon, right before the first day Yom Tov hits, and he kind of waits there where he wants to set up his Eruv on for the first day Yom Tov, and he takes it home with him. And then he comes on Yom Tov on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos is going to hit, and he leaves the Eruv, like stays with the Eruv with it, where he is, again, if you assuming he wants to make the Eruv away in Rosh Hashanah, right, farther away from where he's living. So he stays there on the second day also, meaning on Friday afternoon, he stays there with the Eruv in the place where he wants to be Kodesh Shvisa, waits till sundown hits, right, and then V'ochlo Ubalo, and then he has to eat it, right, he can't take it with him, because in Rosh Hashanah, he can't carry it, there's no Hotzah issues on Shabbos. But so then Friday nights, then you eat the Eruv, and then you had an Eruv on Thursday night and Friday night. Why can't you just leave the Eruv there? Because maybe it won't be there the whole day. You can't rely on necessarily the idea, can't necessarily rely on the fact that a piece of bread is going to stay for two straight days. So he can take it with him on Thursday afternoon as Yom Tov comes in, take it back home with him, take it back with him on Friday afternoon, and wait there as Shabbos comes in, and then you can eat that as your first Suda, then you can continue and travel and whatever you want to do. You can extend your you know, that's your Shvisa at that Eruv. So the problem is like this. If you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, right, theoretically, again, what was Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer? Oh, since you could theoretically tilt the basket and access the Eruv and get it to a place in Makom Karmelis, whatever, so then it's fine. So the Gemara says, am I? Right, if that's true, so why do you need to go back and forth and back and forth with your Eruv twice? Right, Nema Kevan di Boy Am Tuye Matzi Mamtile. Right, maybe we could just say that theoretically, since he wants to bring it, maybe it's as if he did bring it, meaning you don't actually have to bring it twice. If you're telling me, oh, since you could tilt the basket, then it'll be fine. So how about since he could bring the Eruv back, it should also be fine. Right? If you're telling me that you have the ability to take to do something, right, but you don't actually have to do it, so maybe you don't need to bring the Eruv back. Right. So Amar Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera says, because what happens if, let's say again, this is a two-day Yom Tov thing, in Yochinami, that is true that could work, but let's say it's on Shabbos and then Sunday, meaning Yom Tov is Sunday, and you have Shabbos and then Sunday, so what are you going to do then? Right, you can't carry the Eruv to the place you want to do with it on Shabbos. Right, you're gonna remember last year. Oh, what did I do? I went Thursday afternoon, put the Eruv there Friday night, walked back, took it back with me, then came back on Friday, put the Eruv there, and ate it. Well, you can't do that when Shabbos goes into Sunday because again, you're going to Rosh Hashanah to put down your Eruv. You can't carry on Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. You can't bring the Eruv with you. Right, you can bring it with you on Friday night. You can't take it back, though. Right, you may have an issue. People may remember that that's how they dealt with a two-day Yom Tov, and they may come and have a problem with Yom Tov that comes after Shabbos. So, if you were allowed to just leave the Eruv there, the Eruv would be good for Shabbos, but it wouldn't be good for Yom Tov because you couldn't bring it back. Okay. Now, I should just mention, there is a whole discussion in the Rishonim exactly how to understand this give and take in the Gemara. Rashi seems to understand, if you read the Rashis on the Gemara, that this is a question about why you ever need to put an Eruv out the Gamri. Meaning that theoretically, Rabbi Yirmiyah's whole situation is, Rabbi Yirmiyah's whole teretz is that, oh, since theoretically you could get at the item, you could tilt the basket, so therefore you don't need to actually tilt the basket. You don't need to actually position it in a way where it's in a karmelis. Theoretically, since you could do it, so then it's okay. And Rashi says the whole kasha is, well, maybe then you don't ever need to put an Eruv. Since you could theoretically put an Eruv, then you don't have to. Right? Like that's all kasha give and take. And the Gemara says no. I end Sham. In Rashi, this definitely is a Tosos, is a whole Arichos over here. And they're showing him debate exactly what Rashi means. Okay, Beseder, either way, just thought I wanted to mention it. Okay, another Kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Eseve, hold on 1 second, I'll ask you another Kasha. Niskavim Lishvos versus Harabim. Let's say a person wanted to have his Shvisa, he wanted to be Kona Shvisa, set up his residence in the Shvisa Harabim. Veinich Eruv Bakotel, and he put his Eruv in a wall. or on a wall. So same thing as our Mishnah. L'mata me'asar tzvachim eruvu eruv. L'mala me'asar tzvachim enu eruvu eruv. Right? Depends on where in the wall it is. If it's above 10, that's for Shusha Yochid, and it's no good. If it's below 10, then it's fine. Niskavim l'shvos b'rosh ha'shovach or b'rosh ha'migdal. If you wanted to have your shvisa at the top of a dovecote or the top of a migdal, literally means a tower, but you're still, the Gemara will ask and suggest that you move the tower, so it can't be an actual migdal. It must be some sort of, I don't know, furniture or something. So therefore, the malam mesar tzvachim eruvu eruv, the matam mesar tzvachim erenu eruvu eruv. So then the reverse is true, right? If you wanted to be on top of the wall or on top of the furniture or whatever it is, so then you have to make sure it's above 10 tzvachim, and if it's below 10 tzvachim, then it's no good. So Kumar says, why is that true? Since you could tilt the furniture and bring it down underneath 10 tzvachim, right, why should the Erev need to be above 10 tzvachim with you? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, the case here is where the piece of furniture is nailed to the wall, so you can't move it. So then you can't, since you can't, we're not going to say if in theory you could do something if it's impossible, right? So if it's impossible to actually bend down the piece of furniture, so then we're not going to say that that it works. So Rava says, no, I feel the b'migdal she'enu mesumar. It could also be a tower that is not nailed to the wall, not a tower, a piece of furniture that's not nailed to the wall. V'hacha b'migdal aruch eskiran. Here, I'm talking about, you have a migdal that's very, very tall, very, very long. Dimamti le'porta, right, azel chut l'arav amos. Because now what's the case? If, let's say you have a 20-foot tall closet. So now what happens? When you tilt it down to the item on top of it, well, you just move that, and by the time the closet is low enough for you to access the item has now moved Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. Right, so that is no good. That's a big problem, because now that you can't, that's already also Midaraisa, to move the item Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. So therefore, you can't actually access the Eruv. Okay. Hey, Chidami, what's the case over here? And the Gemara has a very, very interesting question. I'm not sure where it gets this from, but it says, Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Idi Iga Kavasa Umisna. Rashi says that kavasa is a window and misna is a rope. If you have a Rapunzel type situation over there, right? So lazy bekavsa umasna, right? Maybe you could just get the eruv through the window with the ropes. The Gemara says in a chenami delespe kavsa umasna. Okay, there is no such scenario. All right, not sure exactly where that came from. Fine. All right, so now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said after that, the whole, a deep breath after that whole Shakla Vitaria. And the Mishnah had said, if you remember, Nosnu Labora Filu Amok Me'ama, if you put the Eruv even in a pit, right, we talked about putting the Eruv in a tree, so now the opposite, if you put it down in the ground, even 100 Amos, everything is fine. So the Gemara says, Hai Borda Kai Heicha, where is this pit? Right, again, the concept is that you need to be in the same rishus as your eruv. So, ilay madikai b'rishus ha'yachid. If the pit is in rishus ha'yachid, so pshita, obviously it's fine because you have rishus ha'yachid olal ad l'rakia. Right, rishus ha'yachid goes up and down, right, as far as you want. Right, just like it goes up, it also goes down. So, obviously, the pit would also be rishus ha'yachid. So that's not a problem. Ella the koy rishus harabim. Rather, it must be rishus harabim. Din is kavin l'shvos heicha. But where did the person want to set up his shvisa, set up his residence on Shabbos? Ilam malah. If you tell me he's above the pit, so the hub makom echad ve'eruv b'makom acher. Right. So then the eruv is down in the rishus hayachid in the pit. Right, 100 meters down. That's rishus hayachid. You're in rishus harabim. So that's no good. Ilam atav. But if you're in the pit, so then pshita hu ve'eruv b'makom echad. Obviously, everybody is in the same case. Is in the same place. Lo tzricha de koy de karmelis. The case is now the pit we're talking about is in a karmelis. When he's kavin lishpos lamala, and the guy wants to be on top of the pit, i.e., in the karmelis. V'rebihi, and this is Rebbe Shita. Damar kol davar shehu mishum shvos lo gazur alav bebin hashmashos. And the point of the Mishnah is to say that this is Rebbe Shita who says dafka that to take from a karmelis to take from Rishus HaYachid, i.e. the pit, to the Carmelis, which is above the pit, that's mutter in Bein HaShmashos, because the Derabbanans of Shabbat do not apply during Bein HaShmashos. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that you can, at the point when the Eruv takes hold, so it was mutter for you to take the Eruv from Rishus HaYachid into a Carmelis, because this is Rebbe Shita. Okay, new Mishnah. Nasnu Barosh HaKana O Barosh HaKundos. If you put the Eruv on top of a reed or on top of a pole, Rashi says over here, Well, they get to Einu Mechubarim. Okay, fine. All right, okay. Bizmanchu Tolishman Na'ot, as long as it's detached from the ground and then you stuck it in the ground. So then, Afila Gavo Mea Ama Hareza Erev. Even if it's 100 Amos high, so that is fine. Now, we had said before that it needs to be at least 4 Tvachim wide because Rabbi Yehuda requires that it has to be in a Makom Chashuv. A Makom Chashuv for an Erev has to be in a Makom Chashuv. That's at least Dalat Tvachim. And we said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, one second, Rami le Ravada bar Masna le Rava. Talish v'notes in, lo talish v'notes lo. Right, apparently, if it was detached from the ground and you stuck it in, so that's good. But if you didn't do that, meaning if it was still attached to the ground, so that the reed or the pole, so then it's no good. So Gemara says, money. Whose sheet does that? Rabbanan he. It must be the Rabbanan. The Amrei called Avrish Mushum Shuos Gazru Alav Ben Hashmashos, who said that it's usher to do any of the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashos. Again, if it's attached to the ground, that's the Isra of Ishtamshus Be'ilan. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. That's the Rabbanan's Shita. Right? That Rebbe holds that it's mutter to do the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashos. Here, if you're telling me the whole issue of getting this... Right, again, if it's attached to the ground, what's the problem? It's because you're not allowed to use a tree that's attached to the ground. Well, that's a Rabbanan Shita. Right, it's Dindu Rabbanan Ben Hashmashos, so that's Aser, that's a Rabbanan Shita. Famarta Reisha Rebbe, right, we just got done saying that the end of the last Mishnah, right here we call the Reisha, is the end of the last Mishnah, which is confusing, but meaning the first part of this Mishnah, again, if you view the Mishnah as right, one big run-on sentence, which it's not, but okay. But the Reisha, referring to the last Mishnah, that was Rebbe Shita. We just got done saying that. Reisha, Rebbe, Sefer Rabbanan. What, the end of the last Mishnah is Rebbe, and the beginning of the second Mishnah of this Mishnah is the Rabbanan? If you learn the Mishnah straight through, so that doesn't make sense, that you would jump from Shita to Shita so quickly. I'm sorry, Malay. So Rava said, that's what it is. Kvar Rami le Rami bar Chama le Rav Chista v'shani le Reisha Rabbi Sefer Rabbanan inachinami. That's it. That's the din. That's what's going on. Ravina says no. Actually, Kula Rabbi he. No, you can say that both of these Mishnayos is Rabbi Shita v'seifa, and therefore, what's the problem of using a tree that's attached to using an eruv in a pole that's attached to the ground? Isn't that a derabbanan of Ishtamshus be'ilan? And you're allowed to do Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashos. So this is a special din of Sefa Gzera Shema Yiktum. Case is, it's Enochinami, it's to Rabbanan, but because you may come and chop off the reed to get at the Eruv. Enochinami, that's still going to be a problem. That would be Kotzer. Right? That's a problem of Kotzer. It still should be a Drabbanan, though, now that I'm thinking about it. So why wouldn't that be a problem? I guess it must be. All right, if you look at Rashi over here, okay, so Rashi says at the bottom, I'm not sure exactly, I guess... Again, I apologize for my lack of knowledge, but Rashi says over here at the bottom, if you look at Shediber Maschol Shemek Zera Yiktom, V'lav Shvusu, it's not a Shvus, El a Malacha, but it's a Malacha, Mechayim Mishim Kotzer, that would be Chayim for Kotzer, but I'm not sure, I have to really look into this. This still seems to be a Shema Yavo, a Derabanan, because you may come to Kotzer. Yeah, Enechanami, Kotzer is a Deraisa. Maybe, there's a difference, Mistama, and again, this is what I mean, I apologize for my lack of knowledge, there must be a difference between a Shvus and a Shema Yavo. A Shvus de Rabbanan is a Din de Rabbanan that Chazal created, but if you have it here, Gzera Shema Yiktom, that must be different, that must be maybe a different type of de Rabbanan. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe if we're actually concerned about the Kotzer aspect, and therefore it's Del Raisa, right, I'm not sure 100% exactly how you would understand this Shita, this answer of Ravina. Okay, fine. Definitely Tzarachin, definitely something to look into. Maybe after the Slichas I can check it out. We'll see what happens. Okay, weiter. Ahu pul Musa de Asa le Narada. There was an army who once came to Narada. Story time. Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman told the Chevre, Poku avidu kavushe kavshi ba'agma. Go out and push down on a lot of the reeds that are in the agam. The agam is like a marsh or a swamp. So tomorrow on Shabbos we can go and sit on them. So the Gemara says, "Ah, Isavi Rabbi Bar Chama Rav Nachman, Rabbi Lo Ukva Bar Abba Rav Nachman, Talish Renolz in Lo Talish Renolz, no, it's low." They quoted our Mishnah. When you can only use something if something is detached. What do you mean, press down the reeds so we can sit on them? And they're still attached to the ground. Well, why should we be mutter to do that? So Rav Nachman said to them, no, the case in our Mishnah, when you have talking about a pole or a reed that's stuck in the ground, that's a problem. That's when it's hard. Right? If you look at Buzradin, she says, Shehuksha kfar, hare hein ki ilan. It's considered to be a tree. And what I'm telling you to do is push down these soft reeds. That's not going to be a gzera of Ishtamshus be'ilon because it's not considered a tree yet. It's not considered a tree. It's still soft, so therefore it still has a din of not a tree. Right? If you look at Rashi, Rachin dehaviv kiyerek. Right? If it's still soft, it has a din of a vegetable and not a tree. And a din derabanan of Ishtamshus be'ilon is only by trees and not by vegetables. And we now tamer the shani la bin uzradin the shain uzradin. And Rav Nachman says, how do I know there's a difference? What is willows are a soft tree. The branches of a willow tree are soft. How do you know there's a difference between hard trees, soft trees, vegetables? What's going on over here? The tanya like we learned in a brisa. This is a brisa by Klei Akerim. Klei Akerim. It's also to plant grapes in a vineyard in the same field as vegetables, but trees it is mutter. So the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Hakanim v'hatanim v'hatadim v'hahigin. If you have reeds and different other types of vegetation, min ilan hein v'inan kilay v'kerem. There are trees and they're not kilay v'kerem, meaning you can plant them together with grapes and vines in a vineyard. V'tanya yidach. Another Brisa says, Hakanim v'akidin v'orbanim. Min yerek v'hem v'hem v'kilei akerem. Those three things are klei akerem, and you have kanim are mentioned twice. Right, so what's going on over here? So kashi adadi, it's a sira. So l'shmamina kan b'uzradin kan b'she'ein uzradin. So it depends. Shmamina. So it depends on whether they're soft or not. Right, if they're hard, so then they have the status of trees. If they're soft, then they have the status of vegetables. And that's exactly where Rav Nachman got it from. The kida min yereku is the kida really a vegetable? But it's not. Then we learn the Mishnah imar kivan pegem. I guess pega al gabe kida levana. You're not allowed to graft these two items together. Mepneshu yerek beilan because it's a vegetable and a tree. So again, the kida seems to be a tree and not a vegetable. So my papa, yeah, kida lechud, kida levana lechud. Right, those are different species. A kida is one. I'm not sure what that is. And a white kida is a different. It's not a type of kida. It's a totally different classification. So the kida is a vegetable and the kida levana is a tree, and fine, and everything works out okay. Okay, Rabosi, we'll stop at the Mishnah here. We'll go weiter the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a heartfelt Slichus and a Shavua Tov and a good Vach to the last week of the year. Let's learn Shtark before Rosh Hashanah, yeah? Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.